Oh boy, do I have news for you. We're back. That's the news. We actually have come back. I know. Yeah. Listen, some of you might be saying, wow, I feel like they're a little late this week. No, don't even, you don't need to run the numbers. It's fine. We are on time because the iPhone 17 is upon us.
Wow. And by upon us, you mean coming in 7 months. Yay!
Yeah, but that's basically, yeah.
Or wait, I did math. That's not right.
Yeah, for the tech world, though, iPhone 17 is now.
Is it?
Yeah, because by the time September hits, no one cares anymore. When the phone is actually out, people have stopped caring.
I disagree. I think people care more about the 16s this year than phones in a while, at least according to the comments. People are not super happy with their 16s.
Oh, imagine that. Are we shocked?
Unless it's your color. Can I just show me your color so I can look at it?
Yeah. Would you like to see it? I don't want to give it to you all at once. Just
I just don't know how did they even make it look like that?
Oh, they just tried this year.
Whoa. they tried.
The camera button is terrible. Is it the camera button or the capture button? Which one is the real one?
It's called camera control, John. It's a new innovative, groundbreaking method for camera operation. It's the latest innovation from Apple.
Are you going to buy this one?
Well, I decided I'm moving, so I'm out.
You did decide
of
that.
Funds currently, because apparently, when you upgrade your home, you have to upgrade, and you can't. They said you can't leave the rooms empty. So,
is that what they said?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Yeah. Somebody did, and they got really mad at me.
Well, also, not only are you moving at the same time, but you also made like a significant purchase. Are we talking
about
that?
Yeah, but we don't have to talk about that on the podcast. We don't have to talk about that.
Okay.
I get enough hate as it is, bro. I can't I just need a break. I already had some guy, just maybe people will be able to guess what it is. Mm-hmm.
I
already had one guy lean out of his window and yell at me today.
Mm. That's because you purchased
the Apple car.
one of those robots from Tesla.
Dude, I wish.
That are faking the robot part because they're actually just controlled by people.
Dude, I'm going to buy one of those humanoid robots the second I can. I'm not even. It's.
Come
have
on,
we talked about
bro.
This on the podcast yet? Because Apple's working on that, right?
Supposedly.
What do you mean,
but
come
Apple's
on?
Apple's supposedly working on
one?
A lot of things.
You wouldn't buy a Apple robot, Tesla robot, whatever. You wouldn't buy a humanoid assistant, a personal helper?
I mean, I don't want to say no because people use this clip against me, so I will reserve the right to purchase a robot at some point, but right now it's scary. AI is going to be what kills us all, and everyone, you guys are having fun making generative images and videos and like copying voices. It's all fun and games right now.
Yeah.
That's what everyone thinks. But it's not going to be World War III. It's not going to be a plague. It's not going to be famine that gets us. It's going to be AI.
See, I disagree because I think I think the problem with AI right now is just the hallucination, right? It's just the line and the fake details. It's not exactly hurting us. So it'll be like, hey, Applebot. Hey, Riri. Or whatever they're going to call
Riri.
It.
Riri. I hope the Apple robot. Riri.
Hey, Riri. Help me pack up because I'm a silly guy who decided to move. And it'll just be like, okay. I'll be like, great. I need it done because the moving company is going to be here in 2 hours. And it'll be like, you can find an answer on your iPhone for that. And then I'll be like, all right.
We'll search the web.
And then it'll go, ha, ha, ha. Just kidding. I'll say, see, you're funny. Yeah, you have a good personality. And then I'm going to come back in 2 hours and it's going to be sitting there drinking a Bud Light. I'm going to say, what the hell happened? And it's going to say, I was just joking about the doing my job part. But
Siri is actually useless even now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was driving.
Sorry, I don't want to cut you off. But I was driving the other day and I was sending a voice memo to you, I'm pretty sure. And I said, hey, send a voice memo to Sam. And usually the response is, go ahead. And then I will start saying it. But you can't pause for too long during the voice memo because you'll just send it if you pause too long. So this time, she said, I can't do that while you're driving. Isn't that your only job? Isn't that why I'm asking you? Because I'm driving and you wouldn't like it if I picked up my phone to do it myself?
You're spitting here, bro. You are.
How
you really
can
are.
It be? So yeah, yay, Apple Robot going to help me clean stuff. It'll be so reliable, I'm sure.
Okay, let's skip the it doesn't work, we don't know when, but just that concept, okay. Right? Like genuinely, if I could have a robot while I'm moving stuff myself be packing my items and not have to pay a human or have a robot, you know, like lifting boxes, if I could be like, yo, take this to my car. And it would know,
I don't know
what car I have and know, oh, that would be so cool.
I don't know if I would want one living with me, but if I could park it outside or like borrow yours sometimes, I think that would be really fun. Because I don't want it in my, what if I'm sleeping and it crushes me?
Well,
what if it walks in
it?
And just
were
goes,
you mean?
And smashes my face in.
Why would it do that? What would you have done to deserve that? Probably because you
it
kept
hates
it outside.
Because I'm making it do all my gross chores.
But that's its job. That's what it lives for.
I don't know. It always sounds, I would, if someone was like, hey, you can quit YouTube and I'll give you $5 million a year to just do my dishes, clean up my toilets, do all the dirty work around the house. At first, that's I would probably be like, okay, sure. Let's do that. But then, I don't know, 2 months in, 3 months in, I'm going to resent that person and everything about their house and everything about their existence. And then I'm going to want to walk into their bedroom when they're sleeping and pop, pop, pop. So I wouldn't blame a robot if it felt the same.
You've really thought through this, haven't you?
Yeah, you are laughing and you think this is a fun thing. But when it kills us, my last text that I ever sent is going to be to you. It's going to be getting my face smashed in, told you so.
I think we all deserve to get our face a little bit smashed in, just for
a little
starters.
Bit?
Just okay. A little bit, you know? And I don't think they're going to be evil. I think they're going to be friendly. That's just how I feel.
Can you pick what your robot looks like?
Yeah, bro. Would you pick a boy or a girl robot? I think I'd pick a boy robot.
I would want it to look like Mark Gurman.
Why?
The Gurmanator is what I'll call him.
I would just want my, I don't know. I'd want my robot to look like you.
Why?
So that you could serve me.
I could just do that anyway. If you asked nice enough, I probably would.
You want to know the real answer why I said that?
Why?
Because it would make me think you moved to LA and I'd be happy.
What if we have an AI robot of me? That gets to be in both places.
But wait, do you control it or is it like actually AI?
Yeah, no, it's me. There might be a little bit of latency, but yeah, okay. I'm over here in a suit, like trying to like manipulate the robot that's over there with you. And listen, I might get a little freaky. I feel like the consequences are different if you're a robot.
You're like, I didn't smash his face in. My AI robot self smashed his face in.
Whoops. I pressed the wrong button.
Speaking of robots and chaos, how's your next video going? You've been really teasing it. I've been watching your other podcast.
Wow. I'm getting a call. Really busy today. Might have to get off the podcast like right now.
Oh, come on. Don't do it. You got to. When's it coming out?
We're shooting
How
for
long
next
is
week,
it?
Which is the first
next
time
week?
We're saying that. So you're welcome.
Okay.
It's about an hour long.
Whoa. How many hours have you put into it so far? Like total.
How many hours has it been since we put out the event video?
Yeah, you're like that and then just subtract 2 total hours from that number and that's the answer.
Do you? I have a question
subtract
for you.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, wait. We haven't said publicly what it's about. Did I tell you like this idea earlier in the year when I came up with it at first?
Uh-huh.
So it's been like, it's almost been a full year, I feel like.
Hmm. Okay.
And now, I'm so excited for it to be done and just to see everyone's reactions. That's secretly my favorite part. I'm not doing anything for anything other than your genuine love and affection and your comments. And then this is going to be the last video of the year. I'm not doing any more after this. This is it.
That's crazy.
It might be the last video of my career, depending on how it goes.
Oh, come on.
Risking a lot on it. If it doesn't
Are
do
you?
Well, I'm done. I'm just going to – maybe I'll just – Maybe I will just come to your house and be a robot. That's, you know, honestly, that's not the worst backup plan. You guys get to decide. If the video does poorly, guess what?
It's not your fault. It's their fault.
Will I still be in videos, though? Like your videos?
Yeah, you could be like, but you couldn't be, you'd have to act like a robot to be in the videos.
Oh, man, I got to start practicing.
Yeah. Can you give me a demo of what you would like? Oh, God, what just happened? Was that an earthquake?
I don't know. You remember that time when we were all together, me, you, Luke, Noah? I think when I say all together, I think it was just us four. At the ice cream place where you and I got into a tussle over a waffle cone.
How could one forget?
If the robot version of me did that, would I be in as much trouble?
No.
Like half as much.
I'd just be like, "Oh, he needs a software update."
Oh. Wow, cuz you were mad at me then. If I was a robot, it would have been fine.
It would have been, yeah. I'd just be like, "Oh, look at how, you know, he's getting all wound up."
Well, now that you have put me on the spot about my video, what's your next video? What the hell could you be doing right now during this horrible, horrible drought?
I don't really work anymore is the thing.
That's a tough thing to say because you're moving and like doing a lot of things that require money, which usually starts with the work part.
Well, but just to give people, if people want to know what my life is like,
just look at him.
I have told six sponsors that I'm going to make six videos this month.
Mm.
But that was a fucking lie.
Yeah, I mean, I know the feel.
Obviously, I lied.
Feel.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
But did you lie on purpose? Or did you really think you
could
do it?
No, it wasn't. I really believed in my heart for, like, I could. It was AI Sam that said yes, not me.
So
I'm going to try to do... I'm going to try to do four or five is the answer. Probably five.
Just to help you feel better because, listen, we're buds. You know, I don't want you to suffer alone.
Okay.
Let's look. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, never mind. We have the same number. I am also losing six sponsors. At least you're not losing all of them. Like, you still
might get three
out there, you know?
I'm going to get some up. There's a lot of time this month. It's just... I'm going to be traveling before the end. We'll see. I might. We'll see.
Do people care? Like, right now in particular, like, is this a really terrible, maybe the worst month to release a documentary that's an hour long? Do people care during the holiday season?
You know, I said that about my last video, and then it ended up doing fine. So I don't think that that's actually, I don't think it matters. It started out really, really weird.
Goes to his channel.
But you know, I don't know. It was, it's fine. Like it did better than I thought it would, I guess, which is the answer. So that's cool.
Okay. All right.
But
also,
I also worked like
your thumbnails.
Thank you. I worked, Concept Central does some of them and then I do others. You can probably tell like the good ones are him and the bad ones. That's
is that how
you
we differentiate?
Tell. That's the rule.
Who did the iPhone Air one?
Shay.
Okay, and you did the Mac Mini one.
Yes,
and you did the October 24 event.
Yeah, because those are simple.
Yeah, I can always. I feel like, you know, I haven't seen in particular anyone copying that exact thumbnail that you make. But I also know that every time I see that thumbnail, you made it because you have a very specific clickbaity. Aspect about you, sir.
Who am I talking to right now?
No.
AI John or real John? Who am I talking to right now? Am I talking to AI John or real John?
Hang on, wait. When I say clickbaity, that's not a bad thing. There's good clickbait. There's very talented, good, appropriate clickbait. And then there's like Apple Circle.
Did you see somebody tweeted about fake views the other day? I feel like we should go on. My favorite platform, the X platform.
Oh, yeah, it's finally all coming out, you know?
Yeah, everybody's coming out of the woodworks. Look at this.
Can I share your screen? Is it appropriate?
It is. The GOAT, Dan Barbera.
Does it have all his clothes on?
It does. Dan from MacRumors, we love. We've had him on the podcast. He said, seems like a lot of creators have given up and are buying YouTube views and subscribers, eh?
I was wondering, because I have notifications turned on for your tweets, even your replies, because I'm a good friend. And I saw That's So Cringe pop up, and I had no idea who you were talking to. So it's nice to see where that came from.
And then Sarah jumped in and said, Ultimate Cringe. I love her so much. I miss her so much. I'm so sad that she left L.A. Then Quinn said, I will proudly display my hard-earned middling and declining performance snazzy labs. Very interesting. I want to see if anybody in the interesting that none of the accused are in the replies defending themselves.
Imagine that. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
And the fact that people are catching on is just nice to see. I feel like it's hard because in one aspect, I get it. It's like, you were popular at one point. You are less that way now.
Yeah.
But you still have like a family to support and a team to support. And I feel like a lot of creators that were popular, let's say 10 years ago, that are still around now are buying views, just sort of banking off of their reputation alone. Like, it is literally, they are only making commercials. That's all they're doing. They are taking money from brand, using some money from that to buy the views. And they're doing it like, they aren't buying fake views from some sketchy website. They're buying it through YouTube. So, like, it's not against the rules per se. It's just all fake. And the sponsor goes, wow, that video did really well. We'll pay you even more next time. And then the cycle just repeats itself over and over again.
Yeah, you'll notice a lot of these channels, you don't see a lot of repeat sponsors. Interesting.
Yeah, I saw one today. It's funny that you brought that up because I'm not going to say any names because we have learned to not do that. We're good little boys now. Unless it's the AI talking. There's a certain person that I respect as a person, as a how would I say? I respect their longevity in the space. And I'm watching, and the video is actually well done. Like, they're putting effort in for no one to watch it. Like, they know no one real is watching this thing. They're just going to buy all the views. But, like, they are actually trying. And and then they give away money in the video, too.
What?
There's somebody that says at the beginning of every video, if you leave a comment about this product that definitely wasn't sponsored, you have a chance to win a $500 gift card. And they do that for every single video.
Yeah, the way that they're getting away with that is they probably have terms and conditions on their website or somewhere that's like, so I learned this about radio stations. You know how radio stations are always like, the third caller or whatever gets free tickets, and you're always like, how? I called so fast, how did I never win these tickets? Or like, you know, the radio station's like, we're giving away $1,000 every day. Have you ever heard that on the like holiday giveaway? We're giving away $1,000. Call
is
this
it
number
not real?
No, it's real. It's just across every single radio station that the mega corporate oligopoly owns in the United States. So when you go to enter to win the money, it's so dispersed. And that's what they're probably doing on their YouTube channel. It's probably like, for over the course of 4 months on every video, we're going to give a one gift card away. But also, giveaways are just dumb. No one – giveaways are weird. Looking back, giveaways are just – they're just a weird thing. Like,
I'm glad somebody said it.
Like, I get if – I've done giveaways before. When I was young, I was like, this is how you get subscriber. If you give free thing, they subscribe. And, like, they're definitely gonna stick around after –
yeah, they're definitely going to watch every video and like me personally. This is going to go very well.
But I don't know. I'm not a big, like, giveaway guy. It's just the overhead and the risk. Like, I remember I gave, like, away an Apple Watch back in the day that a brand paid for. And even then, you know,
it's
like –
it's not worth the drama half the time, too.
He won and he lives halfway across the world. And then, sure enough, it gets stuck at customs, and he's like, bro, I didn't get my watch. What the hell? And I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, I sent it to your address. Yeah. I don't know what your country's up. You know, it's just so messy. And it's like, then an Apple Watch just goes to waste, or people are like, I didn't get it, or it's just, I'm running a YouTube channel here, man. I'm trying to make a video.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that we've seen over the years that kind of grew their whole existence through giveaways. It's funny because you look at them now, and those are the same people where they don't have any real views and they have to buy all of them.
Yeah. People have said I bought views though before, so who's to say?
That's.
Do you want to expose me? Do you want to tell them the truth?
That you buy views?
Yeah. I thought it was an open secret.
I can't
secret,
even say it as a joke.
I know.
Like, there's
so
many
obvious.
Reasons. There's so many reasons why that's not the case. One, it's obvious. Like, if you look at the channel, if you look at any of Sam's videos, there's like an actual proportional amount of engagement. Which is always the dead giveaway. Speaking of giveaways.
And the comments are also, like specific, Sam is a and they're person. Not like, good video, love video.
How did you make this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
no,
that's the...
Also, Sam as a person, like, the last thing... He would have to be down so, so bad.
I think there'd have to be a gun to my head. Like, genuinely,
if they're,
to
okay.
make me buy a view.
You know what? Let's have a good exercise here.
Okay.
You're popular right now. The views are real. The engagement is real. Sam Cole is well known.
Yeah.
You go outside on the street or to an Apple store or just somewhere in public and they're like, wow, I know you. You're Sam. That's how they say it.
Yeah, every
Hopefully
day, man.
Not as weird.
You know, me and Kim Kardashian.
But 10 years from now, maybe you're a little less popular.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm
you
old.
Still have your YouTube channel, and that is what you're doing for your full-time job, but you're not getting any views. So what is your option, obviously, is to just quit and do something else, try really hard to revive it, or you could game the numbers a little bit, still get paid for those numbers because they look real. Are you doing that?
No, that's just not... You work for the audience, and if the audience fires you, it's time to
do better. So would you rather just not do YouTube?
Well, I would hope I would find a way to, like, be a good YouTuber. I don't know. I just – it's really hard to be, like, successful on YouTube, I think. I've realized,
just
the amount of effort that you and I put into our videos now, it definitely has made me be like, damn, this is really hard. Like, I'm glad that I'm not starting today. But I also will say, like, in the past few months, I have seen – I mean, I did a total strategy shift a year ago. I mean, you know. You can just go back at like on January 3rd of this year.
And
it was
worked.
Like when I started employing the new strategy, and it worked, and my ad rates
and
are
that was
double.
After you – because that strategy started a year after the first strategy, which was the rebrand, right?
Yeah. So it's
you
been
have
like,
probably the most successful rebrand I've seen on YouTube.
Thank you. I'm proud of it. COVID idea, man. COVID idea, Apple Track.
Where the best ideas come from.
Yeah, genuinely, some of the best ideas ever have come from there. But yeah, I mean, it's really hard, and it's just kind of like, I don't know. If people are like, well, then what's the answer? It's just like, tell a really good story and edit the fuck out of the video. Like, that's the only way to be successful on YouTube. And like, that is the best advice I can give. It's like, the era of sit down and make a video in 4 hours, that is long gone. That is for TikTok.
Yeah.
TikToks take 2 to 4 hours to make a good TikTok from start to finish. Like, if you want to not work that hard and long, just do TikTok and do like one TikTok a day. That would be a really good fit. I think anyone can find success on TikTok. Like, it is so much easier to grow on there than on YouTube. But on YouTube, like, you got to be willing to like put in the, you know, the work. And even if you do it, sometimes it's not always going
to
work.
Well,
like,
I mean,
sometimes
you just
it's
just
to not going
to
work. But
yeah,
that's
people
any
have
job.
To like on TikTok, right? The somebody's time is a little bit less valuable, not because of who they are as a person, but just because 30 seconds is significantly less valuable than 10 minutes, and it will always be that way, no matter what platform. Having any space and any niche currently be a little bit oversaturated and everyone is competing for the same 10 minutes of somebody's time.
Yeah.
It's got to be a good 10 minutes. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that gets lost a lot these days is that some people are just making videos for to get the ad out or to get the money back. And then that's those same people that in a year or 2 years after they have like not taken the time of their audience seriously, they're in a real tough spot. And so I don't think we've always been perfect about that. I know that like there was definitely an era from Page Tech where I was just getting the ads out, bro. That was what I was doing.
I mean, I still struggle with that balance of like sponsor says they'll pay this much for a video, but it's like for me, could I put out six videos this month? Oh, yeah. I have a million video ideas. Could I put out six incredible videos this month? I don't think so. I don't think so. Or I would have to literally work nonstop for 30 days. So it's like
I couldn't put two
something's
out.
Just something's going to have to get pushed. And like for me, I'm happy. Like my goal for next year, I was telling you this before the show, is just like one video a week. I want to like – and then in busy seasons, do like 1.5 video average a week. So like iPhone season might be like two videos a week average, just because like that is a strike when the iron's hot type vibe. And I'm willing to like work. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you feel, but this is the hardest I've ever worked in my life was this year, like without a doubt.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you feel the same about your?
Yeah. Yes. 100%. Yeah. I have never. Like
there was.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was just going to say there's just a shift in my head where I don't. I was talking to somebody else about this the other day, but I'm like, there was just a shift in my head where it was like, I mean, hey, why don't I give out a free little trick that I do?
Okay.
That I've never said publicly.
He's giving out a trick.
I think. And I've seen this in the retention. Sorry. For everybody wanting Apple News, we're going to get to it. I'm sorry. I'll wrap this up real quick.
It's also
really
not our fault that, like, it's December.
There's a couple interesting things I want to talk about still. Like, iOS 19 CarPlay, what I'm doing is hooking them. I'm, like, saying the things we're going to talk about
right,
so
that like
in their
it.
Minds they're like, that's going to be later. I should stick around. Tesla Apple Watch app. Ooh, big one. Really cool. So in my video, something that I do is I show and tell. So like, here's a really good example. Let me think of the iPhone 17 is going to have an all new Face ID system that has a brand new mechanism for interpreting your 3D face print and making it even better than before. So a lot of people would just like show the notch for those like 7 seconds that I was talking, or just show like, you know, Apple on stage in 2017 showing off Face ID. But like, I will show, when I say the word iPhone, I always try to show an iPhone on the screen. Anytime I mention a specific feature, I will cut to the closest possible piece of video that exactly shows what I'm describing. So a lot of people I've noticed in their edits, when they're talking about iPhone rumors, they'll just show very general, this is an iPhone. Look, it has a camera on the back. No, when you say it's going to have a 40 megapixel sensor.
Or some wild render from like 2014 of a phone that will never come out.
Yeah, like if you're talking about something and you gotta be specific, take the 30 minutes it takes to find that 3 second clip. I'm not joking. I know you're like, that's stupid. Why would you care? Dude, that is just what it is. It's like, do you want a good video or do you want a great video? Like, do you think in Hollywood they would be like, oh, it's a 3 second little sequence. Oh, we'll just cheap out on that. It's like, no, they want to win an Oscar, whatever you win for the best movie out there. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to cut a corner on a movie. Why would you cut a corner in every?
You have to just step back and be like, what would I rather see as a viewer?
Exactly. And I've watched my own videos and I'm like, oh, I actually really like it's. And I don't know, something else that I do. I mean, I'm really just giving it all away.
Sam, the holidays are here, which means two things. Well, can you guess one of them?
There's going to be a lot of pictures being taken.
A lot of pictures and stress. Stress is just, it's beating me down. Oh. And then the pictures are coming and they're going to take pictures of me being all stressed and my skin looking not great. That was last year. This year, I am fighting the anti-aging gremlins, and that is why today's episode is sponsored by OneSkin. Yay! We love OneSkin. Welcome to the show.
Rather than just treating the symptoms, OneSkin focuses on the root cause of aging, right? This is how it works. They're leveraging their in-house cutting-edge R&D platform, and they were able to measure the efficacy of age-reverse molecules in their lab. I don't even know what some of those words mean.
I'm so glad this is being handled by people smarter than us.
OneSkin scientists found that the OS-0 O1 peptide reverses skin's biological age by reducing the number of senescent cells by up to 50%. This is according to a study by Zanari et al. This is absolutely fascinating. It sounds like they are on the cutting edge of skin technology. And guys, listen, they're the world's first skin longevity company. One Skin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root cause of aging so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face. That sounds kind of scary, but also kind of fun. Face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. Get 15% off with code GENIUS at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code GENIUS. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. And John, what do they say?
What?
They say they heard about it from us. That's what you say. That's what they say.
They heard about it from me, though, because it's my show.
Oh, my. Say you heard about it from Genius Bar, and then if there's a subsection, say you heard about it from Sam, and then if there's a subsection, say you heard about it
from John.
From John.
OneSkin.co. C-O. That's very important. Use code GENIUS to get 15% off, and thank you, OneSkin, for making us look healthy and de-aged and beautiful, but also for giving our listeners a hot 15% off.
But hey, I want more people to win. I want more people to be successful on YouTube. Maybe this is just my anxiety. Hypercritical of my own editing. If something's on the screen for 4 seconds, I'm like, cut it to 3 seconds and find something else.
Yes, exactly the same. We might have a little issue.
We might be a little crazy. I'm not saying you have to cut every 3 seconds. Like, it's the feeling and the vibe, and it's hard to articulate like that.
I usually have a rule that I can't have anything on screen for more than 5 seconds. Even if it still makes sense contextually, it's got to switch visually.
Yeah. Just because it is interesting. And it's also not, people are just like, oh, you're just trying to hack everybody's like brain retention. It's also just usually the way people talk. In a conversation, your mannerisms and facial expressions are not the same for 5 seconds. They usually change pretty frequently.
And when there's B-roll, you don't see someone's. Yeah, you don't see someone's expressions and stuff. And when there's B-roll, I was very guilty of this for many years. It's just like, there's a bunch of stuff I got to say right here. I'm not going to memorize it all, so I'm going to read it. And I just need something to be covering me. It was basically, that was my method with B-roll, was just cover me with something, which usually was like screenshots of articles. You won't find a single screenshot of articles from me now. That's just not going to happen. I don't know why I did that for so long. So lazy, so bad.
Because it's easy. Because it's easy, bro. Come on. It's so easy. Dude, I used to be flying through videos throwing article screenshots up. You just put it up there with Ken Burns for 15 seconds. It slowly zooms in, and then you're like, look, that's like a quarter of the video done.
Yeah.
It was so easy, and it was so fun. But imagine how successful we would be if we had been doing this from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like some viewers really appreciate us talking like this, and then some really hate it. Because they're not YouTubers.
Super fair. They're just like normal people that actually benefit society, which I really appreciate all of you. We're just kind of degenerate people that are useless to society.
But if you're the audience, I think it helps to hear, I'm going to say something that I'm a little worried about. This is where my mindset is at. So the next video that we're doing, obviously, the documentary that's coming out, I am beyond proud of it. I think it's the best thing we have ever made by a lot. But it's easy to live in the right now. I really love working on this video, and I'm going to love when it's out. But then I'm going to feel like there's a little piece missing, because I worked on this this was the only thing I worked on for all of this, for more than a month now. And then it's going to be out there. And I'm going to be real. I am not oblivious. I don't think I can go back to Apple News related content. I think you have that niche. I haven't even finished. He's shaking his head for audio listeners.
I didn't speak. But now
I'm telling the audio listeners that you're shaking. The robot is shaking. I just feel like this comes down to respecting people's time. If I have a choice between making an Apple News related video just because I have an ad due or something and someone's got 10 minutes, I'd much rather they watch your 10-minute video about the thing. So I'm not panicking because it's like, I'm not panicking because of you specifically. I'm panicking because of the corner I have put myself in and the realization of like wanting to respect people's time and put something out that, like, there was, a, I mean, it kind of, I think it helped Genius Bar for a while, but for like a 2 years, 3 years, people were getting the same video from both of us, sometimes on the same day.
Yes.
And they were
true.
Still watching
that
them all
true.
And stuff.
That is true.
And there were people that, you know, that did like that, but like nowadays, and I don't know why, I don't know what's different now compared to then, but that just doesn't feel fair to do to them. And I don't want to, I'm not at all trying to compete with you or eat into your audience. I want you to win. And I think that you do these videos better than I do. And so, yeah, I don't know what we do after this, but I know that it's not what we used to do, and I don't know if that's good news or bad news.
Okay. First of all, I disagree with pretty much everything you said. Second of all,
sweet. Amazing.
I don't think I do it the best. I just think I'm really passionate. Here's what I think. I think your passions have shifted. And I think you are more passionate about deeper below surface level topics. What does it mean? Where do we go from here? And I think you as a person, especially where you're at in your life and the things I know about you in your life, I think it just makes sense that you want to like have an impact in your content and like actually like give a meaningful message to the viewer. Like at the end of the day, my meaningful message to my viewer is I think the thin iPhone 17 is really cool. Like it's not, you know, I'm not, you know, and sometimes other videos are more meaningful. Like when I say, I mean, something that I did in my last video that I've never done in the history of YouTube is, I don't know if you caught it at the end, but I said I don't recommend getting the iPhone 16.
Mm. I mean, it's...
Like, never said that. I've never said that about an iPhone ever.
Oh, about an iPhone, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've always just been like, oh, it's the new one, it's the best, but it's quite literally not finished, so just get a 15 Pro if that's what you want. You have you have USB-C, the camera control button is not worth it in any way.
Yeah.
And I've never said that before, but it was one of those things where... It's funny because if you would watch the raw recording, you can kind of see me like before I say it, I was like, do I say this? Because like I mean, just from people I've met, they're like, I do watch your videos for a recommendation on what to do. And that still blows my mind that people actually care about what I have to say. But I thought about, I was like, do I say this or not? Because like if someone does look up to me, you know, am I going to make them feel bad if they bought the iPhone 16? I hyped it up in videos for a while. But the answer was just like, how do I be the most, like you said, respectful to my audience and also just be, like, I feel like the consistent thing for myself as an internet personality person is just, I got to be real and honest. And if I'm pissed off about something, my relationship with Apple, getting invited stuff, I'll just say this. I got a really, we'll see if it goes through. I'm very doubtful. I got a really unique opportunity reach out. I'll tell you about it after the show.
Okay.
So you don't have to edit or bleep anything.
Okay.
But let's just say it would potentially, involve a fruit company in a roundabout way.
Okay.
I am 90% sure that I am not going to get this opportunity once. Basically, it's a brand working with fruit company and they want me to do something with fruit company in them. And I am 90% sure that especially after my last video, I think it's going to be, let's look for another creator that's not Apple Track. Hmm. Because I have been so vocal about my views on their 50% of their product. And it's just like, for me, it's like, would it suck to lose like pretty nuts opportunity? Like it would be basically the highest neck and neck with the highest paid brand deal I've done. And it would be awesome. Like it would be so cool. I already have the story. Cause like it's a brand. Anyway, they said it's maybe going to get finalized this week. If somehow this would work, it would be a miracle. But the point I'm trying to make is I'm willing to sacrifice the biggest brand deal I've ever gotten to just be honest.
I mean, yeah, it's funny timing because I just did that too.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
We had to, yeah, there's, you know, there's a story that we're trying to tell that is not PR friendly for some companies in particular. And yeah, same thing happened. I think that, like, so first of all, I appreciate what you said about like me trying to be impactful and meaningful. But I also think you kind of discredit how, like, my favorite, do you know who my favorite YouTuber is or who they are?
No, I don't.
My favorite YouTubers, my favorite thing to watch is Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link.
Still to this day?
Because it means nothing. It is like, I love just spending every ounce of time that I can escaping with them. And I think that is equally as important as content that matters or that means something. Because the fact that I'm able to escape with them is the meaningful thing to me. The actual content of the video doesn't fucking matter. Who cares what cereal is best? Like, who cares at all? But it is the most, like, escape-driven content, and I think that's why I like it the most. So when you talk about, like, you're doing surface-level stuff and I'm trying to do meaningful stuff, like, that is why I say I cannot and would rather not compete with you, because I respect you, but I also respect the viewers. And if there is 10 minutes of the ability to escape with someone, I think they escape better with you. I think they can forget about their day and, like, just kind of chill with someone for 10 minutes, you in particular, better than they would with, like, with what we're doing.
That's such an interesting perspective. I mean, I appreciate the compliments and that, but I think you're discrediting yourself with that. Anyway, we can go around and give
each
other
virtual hugs. I'm very curious to know what this deal is too.
It's not like crazy, but yeah, I'll tell you off the show. I don't want to say anything. It's not finalized, but basically I have already pre-grieved it because I got excited and then I was like, oh, bro, they're not gonna let me in for this thing. There's not a chance they're gonna let me do this. They're gonna pick another creator with different values. Mm. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but
no, I get it though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. There's creators that value cash flow and brand deals over, I'm sort of phrasing that like it's bad. Listen, everybody's on this earth for whatever reason they want to be. Some people just want to make as much money as possible.
They just want to get that bag. Yeah, go ahead and do it.
And I can tell you, if I covered all tech, I'd be getting that bag, bro. Dude, I've heard of creators, just so people know how crazy it is, I've heard of this creators just doing short form content that for two videos get over 20 grand from Microsoft for two TikToks.
Yeah.
And I say that to just be like, that would be crazy. But like, I mean, if Microsoft wanted to do that, I would be more than happy to like work
like, bro,
with them.
If we talk
but
about robot
I'm not gonna,
vacuums.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. The robot vacuum ads are like 15 grand a pop. Anytime y'all be seeing one of those robot vacuum, know that that person got their bag, dude.
Yeah, be very proud of them.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just like some people see their job as a business. Some people see their job as a personal mission. Some people see their job as a hobby, right? Uh-huh. Like, and I don't even know what to define what I see this as, but like, obviously I'm super fortunate and like just being able to move and do all this stuff and upgrade my sets and size is incredible. And I, especially with where I'm at in life and the longevity, I feel more grateful than ever. And I'm not saying that I genuinely mean that. And like, you could talk to close people around me and they'd probably agree. Like, I really, really, really appreciate the fact that I get to do this as my job. It's not like I'm loaded and like YouTube's just like whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Like, no, obviously, but you know, and I know you feel the same way. Like, I know how much you treat this job with respect and I know how you act behind the scenes and it's just like, I just appreciate this. Because
it's the greatest job on the fucking planet. And it's not close.
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, sometimes it's really stressful and sometimes it's really hard, like any job, all right? That's just any job, right? Like, if unless you are doing something for fun, there are some days that are going to suck. Parts of this month are probably going to suck. But at the same time, that doesn't change how much... sometimes I'm grateful for the suck.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather have this than, you know, be stuck in a job that I don't enjoy at all. Mm-hmm. And be making twice as much. Like, that would just be awful. Yeah. It's not... I mean, money's cool, but it's a tool. And that's whatever I try to tell people when they do look at, like, oh, like, you know... You know, just everybody has a different relationship with money, and I super get that. And I just, you know, I see it as a tool. That's my relationship with money. Like, I'm working so hard to gain capital, continue to grow my passions. Like, YouTube has never been the end goal for me, and you know this. Mm. And I hope to eventually use my capital to explore some of my other passions. And one of my passions is still Apple. Like, that's why I do this. If I hated my job, I would do something else. But at the end of the day, I just as many bad iPhone 16s as Apple put out, I still love it.
This is not going to surprise you or anybody, but we have, when I say we, not me and Sam, FPT have made half, maybe less than half what we made last year. Like,
yeah,
there's been some, you know, there's just been some risks taken that everyone on the team knows is not for results right now, and is hopefully setting us up for a better path for next year. I know that, like, regardless of that, I'm still making my favorite content that we've ever made. I'm having the most fun in my career that I've ever had, ever. And I'm definitely making my favorite things that I've ever made, and I think that will follow through to next year, where once we have, like, proven our track record here, you know, then we can, like, figure stuff out. What's that?
I mean, based on the ad deal that I heard you've got coming next year, you've already proven it.
Yeah, but that's one. I got to do that 12 times, you know?
Well, let's be honest. You're putting out, like, 6 videos next year.
You're probably right. Maybe, you're going to put 6 videos out this month, dog.
We don't have to talk about me. We're not talking about my life right now. If anybody wants to help me move, my address is this. My social security is that. You know,
Social security, huh? That's important for the moving process.
Yeah, to set up your gas. You got a great state of California.
The gas company did call you legitimately before this show. Yeah. We just missed it in the recording.
Hey, speaking of gas, I think Apple's on fire lately.
Wow, what a segue. I am proud of you as a co-host and more proud as a best friend. That is, wow smooth.
Okay, I want to hop through this. Let's get back into the Apple news. If you guys skipped to this point in the timestamps, we're back with Apple news. So YouTube talk done. We are not YouTubers. We are actually podcasters. Did you see this story about the Apple employee lawsuit?
No. No, I have not. For audio listeners, do you want me to read the headline there?
Yes.
It says, employee lawsuit accuses Apple of spying on its workers.
Also, whoever's website this is, I really like the design of this website. Wow. This is really good. Oh, dude, look at that animation. Wow. This is incredible. Sorry.
I can't tell if you're kidding.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Okay. I think this is a beautiful... Wow, it's so nice to read. Okay. So it says, a new lawsuit filed by a current Apple employee accuses the company of spying on its workers via personal iCloud accounts and non-work devices. It alleges Apple's employees are required to give up the right to personal privacy, and that the company says it can engage in physical, video, and electronic surveillance of them even when they're at home and after they stop working for Apple.
Oh. I don't want to say anything too crazy, but this tracks. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, we've heard of Apple employees that have leaked stuff on personal phones without using an encrypted thing or whatever, iCloud account that's like their name. And I mean, would anyone be surprised if Apple was looking at the personal iCloud contents of their employees? No.
I don't know how I feel about, like, yeah.
No, that's good, messed good. Up. That you care too much about a leak, Mike. Bro, here's the leak. The iPhone's going to basically look the same again. Oh my God. Like, dude, Apple's relationship to leaks is just so silly to me. Like, it does not matter at this point. Like, the sales of the product are going to be the sales of the product, regardless.
You're probably right, yeah.
Don't invade your employees. Like, the employees are the reason you have $3 trillion, and you're going to... Come on, what are we doing here, man? It's a phone.
Yeah, the...
It's an AirTag.
the good source was relatively high up, and that person would buy Android phones and destroy them, like, after every conversation. So it's like... And then there was one that wouldn't even have contact with me at all. He met with a friend in person, and then the friend had contact with me, and they had an Android device that they would throw away. Like, if that's what they're doing up there, they must also think or have had experience getting a little spied on.
Oh, I love good journalism, too. Look at how this piece ends it. Apple has long held that privacy is a fundamental human right. Like, you can't be saying that. You can't be saying that. And then, okay, this is not proven, to be clear. This is all alleged. This is all alleged.
Yeah, of course.
We're not saying this happens. But it says the lawsuit against Apple says the iPhone maker's policies push employees to meld their work and home lives digitally in a way that gives Apple knowledge of what they're up to beyond their jobs. For instance, according to the suit, Apple requires that Apple employees only use Apple-made devices for work because Apple puts restrictions on the devices. Most employees end up using their own Apple devices. Interesting. So they're required to use their personal iCloud accounts on... Interesting. It says that, according to the lawsuit, basically anything is subject to search by Apple, even if it's your personal account on it. So it says if you use a personal account on an Apple managed device or Apple owned device. Now hold on, this changes it a bit. Because if it is an Apple device, I think it's right for Apple to search their own devices. I think that Apple should be allowed to search a work device. I think that's obvious, right?
Now, I agree.
So hold on, is that what the lawsuit is saying? That just because
any business would do that, like they're like, yeah, if you're what? Using a your company computer, like that's obviously not yours.
Oh, bro, hold on. This article kind of phrased it in a way that's not accurate. As you get further down the inverse pyramid of information here, it says to evade Apple surveillance, employees could use a work-owned device and use a separate iCloud account only for work. But the company actively discourages that. So here's what's happening. The employee is signing into their personal iCloud account on their work phone.
Yes.
And because it's a work phone, Apple is searching that data for leaks.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. That sounds somewhat...
That's a bit different.
This is very, very different. And I want to rescind a lot of what I said because it doesn't sound like that's what Apple is doing. I thought Apple was searching personal device, personal iCloud account. If Apple is supplying the device... Then make your own iCloud account if you don't want that.
Yeah.
Or rather, to give Apple pushback here, rather than requiring your employees to use their personal account, that is silly. That is a liability for everybody involved. And you should have an iCloud, a business, or a forked account. That's weird. Why are you making employees use their personal data? That seems mix of church and state. I don't like that. But it also sounds like this isn't nearly as bad as we thought as well.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah, that's not as bad as it.
Okay, so it seems like this is like could be.
It's still a gray area, though. Like it's still.
Yeah,
I would have to think on that more to have a solid decision there. But the whole like that being a work device does make this a bit different, and it feels like maybe a lawsuit is stretching it a bit.
Yes. Hmm. So it's a, yeah, this seems, also says it's one employee. I don't know. It's like, so yeah, I see what this article is saying. It's basically saying at home and at work because they use their personal iCloud account on two devices and all they're taking pictures of their kids on their iPhone 12 that they bought in 2020, then it would technically be synced to like the work phone and Apple could therefore... I would just make a different iCloud account. Why would you want your work stuff to be messed with on your personal working for Apple? I don't know. That just seems kind of obvious to me, but we'll see. I met a few Apple employees since I moved here, so maybe I'll have to ask them if this is something they're worried about. If this was them, I'll be like, did you file the suit? Because that's kind of sick.
I have been seeing a lot of iPhone 17 talk, and I would like to know what happened. What triggered this?
A huge, huge article from The Information came out.
Okay.
And it said some shocking things. The Information
is kind of significant.
Oh, yeah. It just kind of outlined the entire strategy, and it's going to be a good year. Guys, if you've been bored with the iPhone, if you've said it looks the same, I don't care about the thin one, I have incredible news. Major redesign across the entire lineup next year. I could not be more. We really should have led with this. We should have done. We gotta backload the YouTube talk. I guarantee this video is gonna get like 7,000 views. It's okay. It's gonna reach the people it should. Okay.
Do you wanna just start over right now?
Yeah.
Okay, iPhone guys, 17 is great. Yeah. Here comes.
Yeah, we
is
definitely
it just me
didn't...
or is the information being like kind of active lately? More active than usual years.
Very active. Very active. I love it. I love it. Okay.
Coming for the Germinator.
Here we go. Apple's desire to make its products thinner could dampen sales in China because they might not be able to fit a physical SIM tray in the iPhone 17 Air. So basically, the whole thing just says slim iPhone definitely happening.
I forgot that matters elsewhere.
Apparently, prototypes of the iPhone Air are between 5 and 6 millimeters thick, which would be thinner than the iPhone 6. So thinner than the... If they can break 5.9 millimeters, thinnest iPhone ever made. Dope. So cool.
Are you buying this one over the Pro?
I'll probably buy both next year. And No.
You have to pick one. Oh, what is more interesting to you? If you had to pick.
Oh, the thin is way more interesting, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
The thin is way more interesting. This says they're having a hard time putting the physical SIM because in China that's super common, very popular. But here's how things get interesting. A lot of this is just boilerplate. Oh, Apple's having a hard time in China, whatever. Foldable iPhone they claim is still coming. Apple's apparently going to release a foldable as early as 2026. Still don't believe that yet.
I don't think that's shipping, yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see what Apple could do to make that an interesting product. We'll see, but here we go.
And the rumors of the thin phone are not the same as the foldable. A lot of people just have assumed that it's either the iPhone SE somehow, which is, I don't even have time to get into why that's wrong. Yeah. And the other guess is that it's not an iPhone 17 Slim or Air. It's actually the foldable.
No, this is a new, entirely new model. Apple's replacing the Plus. Here's interesting. Apple... It claims, although I have a feeling this is wrong because this makes no sense, considering they're apparently Apple is getting rid of titanium on all the phones. Like the Pro phones are going to go back to aluminum. For people wondering, he's looking around the room confused.
What?
As if I just told him he was adopted.
That would make a lot of sense, actually. That would answer a lot of questions. What?
Here's what it says. It says all iPhones are going under significant design changes. So we got the new Air, but on top of that, we've got new Pro and Pro Max, which are going to have part aluminum, part glass design.
Oh, boy.
The back is going to have a rectangular camera bump made of aluminum rather than 3D glass. And the bottom half of the phone is going to remain glass to accommodate wireless charging. So I can show everybody real quick the concept that Concept Central made. This tweet, for some reason, exploded.
I mean, it's a great render.
This is... I don't want to say too much. But I've heard... that this is the let's just say we are confident this is the general idea. It's not to be clear, this is not the exact design, but we believe that this is the general idea based off of the information's report, of course. And
how does spatial video work with that layout?
That's what a lot of people have been saying. Don't know yet, but I assume they'll probably have figured that out somehow. Like maybe they rotated the sensors on the inside or something. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, it's going to have this new camera.
Wow, your drop test next year is going to be very interesting.
Well, I would never drop an iPhone. I will just say I love it. It looks awesome. It also looks like a Google Pixel. I don't care because the Pixel looks really good. And I said that when that phone
Google
came
killed
out.
It with the with. They're not like consistently killing it, you know.
But
like,
when they
they've
do,
had some stinkers.
When they beat your face in, they beat your face in, and you like it.
Like,
yes, you do.
Yeah, that's kind of huge though for Google to do something that Apple was like, you know what? That's a better idea.
Pretty damn good. Yeah, this phone looks incredible. It is the change I want to see. I am so excited for the 17 Pro. I have been so bored for so long. With
that
the
looks
design.
Like titanium on that render, sir.
No, if you zoom in, you can see the kind of the slight aluminum particles. So, yeah, check my
why that part I don't get.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Why would they not only go back from titanium, but then skip stainless steel also and go right back down to aluminum?
Yeah, aluminum is the cheapest quality material. So, I have a feeling that's wrong. I have a feeling that's not accurate.
No doubt that they're prototyping with aluminum.
Yeah, but then again, the information's saying it, so I don't think they would put that detail in there.
Is it Wayne Ma, though?
Yeah, bro, who else?
It is? Oh, fuck. I can't argue with anything that man says. If he says they're making it out of fruit roll-ups, that's what it is.
Wayne Ma and Quinier Lee.
Yeah, so. If Wayne says they're making this out of, like... Laffy Taffy, then I guess that's what we're getting next year.
Yeah. What do you think of the design? You haven't really said much.
I think it's really good.
Oh, sorry,
I love the Pixel. What is it? The Pixel 9 Pro? Is that what they're on now?
Yes.
I think that design is great.
Yeah, look at
I
this,
think it's
dude.
Better than the iPhone design that is. Yeah, I like the Pixel design a lot.
I mean, that looks pretty good. It's for everybody wondering, you just Google Pixel 9.
It's the perfect like balance between copying Apple with the flat sides and also doing something that's your own. And this they've been doing this since Pixel 6,
good.
This horizontal layout.
Yeah, but they finally made the they figured it out. Yeah, I mean, this is an incredible phone. And I said this when it came out. For everybody that's like, oh, now that Apple's doing it, you're saying that you like it. There is a record of me on this podcast a few months ago saying, I don't usually talk about Google, but that new phone looks incredible. Mm. And we both said that.
How convenient.
I've never said this about an Android phone before.
It does look very good.
It's incredible. It's so good. And I am just so beyond excited that Apple is apparently doing something similar. It's time.
Huh.
The iPhone is stale. People are bored. The 16s are a flop. Hopefully, Apple will... It sounds like they're taking the feedback and they're pushing through with a more interesting design, something a little bit more breakthrough and unique. And I'm very excited. Like it's gonna be a good year for the iPhone.
This is important to me too, because like I don't know, they really shook my confidence in them this past year. All of this year. Every move that they did this year had me like on Genius Bar. It got to the point where we were just getting in trouble for being so negative.
Somehow this year, I think it's been the worst year for Apple since we've done YouTube.
Yes.
I don't ever remember just being this like let down consistently by so much.
But every single release.
Hey, they're going to listen, it sounds like, and I'm excited. And that is something that I will say about Apple in recent history. They have been more responsive than ever. They brought back ports on a MacBook after they said nobody needs
ports.
Oh,
yeah, single release other than Macs, because the Mac team always kills it.
I'm going to get on this Mac Mini. This Mac Mini is just it is just so good, and I love it so much. I hope that,
like, I just hope that next year they can stick the landing with, if they're going to change every iPhone, all four of them, and the new iPhone SE is coming out next year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm so damn excited.
They got to stick the landing with this because,
we should make another iPhone SE video this month. So are you giving me
that's
ideas?
A good idea.
write that down. Opening my Notion
like
as we speak.
People, like you said about how it's going to be finally different. That's good. We want different, especially since that's like the generic complaint every year. Same iPhone, look the same. They'll tweet that meme of the guy wearing the dress shirt that's unboxing a thing for Christmas of the same dress shirt in the box. It's like that's the meme that that people throw out every single year. So I appreciate them taking a leap here, but that they also have to, if they give us their take, their attempt on something new, and they also miss, that is not good. For their flagship product, 2 years in a row, to miss?
I don't think they're going to miss.
I hope not. I'll be very, I'm already like, my confidence in Tim Cook is already shooketh. Not in the money he'll make. He'll make a fuckload of money. That's not the problem.
I will say though, dude, you did stuff for the Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, I made the fuck out of a turkey. I am the meat daddy.
Did you baste that turkey?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But I make a special top secret butter, compound butter.
What?
And then some people inject their turkey. We ain't doing that kind of witchcraft. We're doing this with love and attention to detail.
Okay.
I stick my hand in between the skin and the meat, and I separate it, and I make so that it's just kind of flappy. The turkey's not flappy. It's not flapping for a long time.
This sounds sexual.
No, it sounds that way. It's not, unless you are attracted to them, which I'm not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's you separate the skin from the meat, and then you take that top secret butter that I make every year, and you roll it up in balls, and you tuck it in there. So before it goes in the oven, it looks fucky. It's got a bunch of lumps and stuff, but what happens is you cook it longer. Don't try to cook it as fast as possible. Cook it nice and slow, and all that wonderful goodness will go right down into the meats. And it's so delicious. Also, pull your turkeys at 150 or 155. Don't let it get to 165. Don't let it get to 175.
Just risk it for the biscuit. That is not health safe. That is not health safe. And you should follow whatever the health guidelines are.
No, do not listen to Sam. There are two ways that you can
One of get, us wants you to get salmonella. And the other one wants you to not. So
there
who
are
do you
two
try?
Ways
Let's be honest.
To combat
Who do you want to take
like
health
that?
Advice from?
There are two things that you can use to combat that. There's either cook at a high temp or cook for long. So if you can cook and get it at 155 and you have it there for a minute,
reach an internal temperature of 165 degrees.
Listen to the meat daddy. You guys have dry turkey because of this.
The safe minimal internal temperature for a turkey, it's 165 degrees.
I don't care what Sam says. Nobody listen. Pull your turkey 155 and see if your life doesn't change.
Nope. You'll find that most people, including the USDA.
What do they know?
Who do you trust? The USDA and people that study this or YouTube guy?
Listen, I'm just saying the USDA ain't no Wayne Ma.
You're not wrong there.
So 155 is the only correct answer.
I think I found your Reddit account. It says USDA is a lie.
Ah, shit. Close it. Oh, wait. Is that a sous vide account? Go up, go up, go up. Do they have a sous vide name? Oh, it's r/sous vide. Yeah, that makes sense.
Psychos.
Not a psycho. Oh, we're having Thanksgiving together tomorrow.
I was like, that sounds awesome, bro.
I'm going to tell you that I pulled it at 185. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I'll know because it'll be real juicy and I'll say, not done.
This is too tasty.
Yeah.
It must be unsafe.
Well, I guess that's about all the Apple news for this week.
Listen, we could take time off. We could have a hiatus season.
This would have been an awesome
time. That's
not
what we're about
time.
Over here.
Oh, wait, last thing I want to talk about. There is one more thing I want to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on, I have to paste it into Chrome. This is really cool. It's somebody who owns a Tesla.
Tesla.
Sorry, here we go. Tesla has finally released an Apple Watch app. Now, it's rolled out, but it's not... The update, basically you need car update and watch app update and Tesla app update. It's out for the phone and watch, but not out for the cars yet, to my knowledge. So you can download it. You can get it. Like I can see my cars like on the thing, but I can't see Like, I can't do anything with it. It just says, like, a vehicle software update required. So, very, very cool. Looks incredible. Basically, if you're like, why does this matter? We can do it on your phone. You can use this as a key. So, you'll no longer have to carry your phone with you. Which, again, you're like, why would you have your phone with you? There are so many times that I go for runs. And I've talked about how that magical experience. And if you've still never done this, I'm sure people by now have. I've been saying this since 2016. The magical experience you get with Apple products is when you go for a run with AirPods and Apple Watch only, nothing else. Mm-hmm. Now, you should have the cellular watch so you can get calls and texts and stuff to be safe, but it's a magical moment. It's life-changing. And the fact that I can now drive to the hills in Hollywood, go for a run, and not have to have my phone in my hand every time and just be free with my cellular watch, oh, dude, I cannot wait. Or like the run clubs that I go to. I'm so excited to be able to like not have, well, you know, you never know. You never know if you're going to meet a
spicy senorita.
Just, you know, somebody cool there, you know, networking opportunity. So yeah, maybe I will keep my phone.
Networking.
I'll be like, yo, can I get your Instagram and can I put it into my watch? Yeah, that'll really convert. But it's great that I don't have to. Joking aside, I am so excited to go to run clubs and just have my watch, and it's going to be incredible. I'm so excited. Plus, the app, it looks really good. Like it seems very well done.
Oh, that was today.
Yeah, it rolled out today. So yeah, basically, just PSA. I feel like most Tesla owners are neurotic, so you probably already know this is out. But
wow, what a statement!
I'm a Tesla. I mean, I'm one. I'm a sheep or a ship. Oh wait.
Yeah, are you a singular ship?
I'm a ship. I am a ship.
Together we are sheep, but separate we are ship.
Are you ever going to buy a Tesla?
No. Nope.
Yeah, you're saying that. Maybe. Now,
buddy. Will I buy Tesla? No.
Yeah, I definitely would not either.
Yeah. Okay. It's not my fault they look that way.
I know. Too bad Elon has to be the CEO. It's unfortunate.
It's. Do you think? No, I'm not even going to start.
Let's. We're at the end. It's at the end. Come on. Let's get it out.
Do you think with Elon's new governmental position, he should step down from companies?
It does seem like a conflict of interest, right?
A wee bit.
Yeah.
A wee bit, especially since some of those companies benefit greatly from government subsidies.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on that seems a little strange.
I offered to not say that. You are the one that brought us here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got political. We saved it for the end. But yeah, I agree. It seems weird. But that is the country that we live in, and that is the country that the majority of Americans voted for, and that is a country that I will respect. Even
you're
if
not
I
moving out like Ellen DeGeneres.
How is she still alive, bro?
Yeah, but she moved to the UK, and I think her UK house, it was instantly flooded, like it's underwater. So, right after she moved.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It sucks.
That's what
that,
she
like,
gets.
Talk about a real cancellation, though, that worked. Like, she legitimately got canceled.
Have you seen her Netflix special? She tried to come back for a Netflix special like last month or the month before.
Oh, no,
it is
not.
Straight up cheeks, bro.
Oh, I have not. I mean, I guess she is technically a stand-up comedian.
She like tried to make a special based on making fun of her being canceled. And it's
not that sounds
good.
Really bad. That sounds rough. That sounds real rough.
It's exactly what you think it sounds like. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. Turns out just like don't be horrible to people. I don't like everybody that complains about being canceled or whatever. Like, I'm talking about not like, oh, you said something wrong on a podcast, but like you were actually like a horrible human being in whatever way to other human beings. Like, I feel like it's not that hard to not be terrible. Like, we all make mistakes, right? We all say dumb things, we all make silly decisions, but to like treat people just like dog water,
well,
I don't understand.
Certain
I think
people,
that's not that hard.
Like an Ellen DeGeneres, had at some point completely lost touch with
that's
regular
true.
People. And she had been famous since she was young, and it's just they live a different life,
know.
And it gets away from them.
I mean, dude, we're, you know, massive celebrities now, and we seem
pretty
normal.
Yeah. Yeah, I struggle with it every day. I wake up and go, is today the day that I am terrible?
Yeah.
I'm just so famous. It's so hard.
Joking, of course. Okay.
Speak for yourself.
Well, it's December. We've got four more episodes before the end of the year. And then it's 2025. What the hell?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is even that?
We have to.
Oh, yeah. Am I flying to you or are you flying to me? You should fly to me.
Oh.
Help.
Ask me again.
Help. Hey, can you fly to me?
Yeah, I will do it. For a couple reasons. One, because you are in a, you're going to need it.
Yeah.
And two, we are going to need it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's good. Oh, wait. And we can make a set at my new place just for it.
Have we said anything about this?
Yeah, we've said we're going to do a very special episode, but
we haven't told them
what it's about yet. It's going to be very fun, especially for the year that Apple has had. Actually, I'm going to make a special thing for it using our genius money. I think it'd be a good investment. I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, I think I know what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like unobvious knowing what it is, but I think it'll make it way more fun and like.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It's going to be a fun episode. That's going to be sick, bro.
We love you. Thank you for watching us even in December. Keep your turkeys at a lower temp than you think.
Nope.
Clean your room.
165 is the number you should remember. You remember one thing, cook your turkey at 165.
155 is the correct answer. Do you have anything else that you would like to leave them
all
with?
All right. That's just that I love them and I appreciate them and I hope that they enjoyed or learned something from this episode and that they should, No, they shouldn't do anything. Just like, have a great day. Bye.
We love you. See you next week.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.